From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
Now that the overpass leading to East 580 and the MacArthur Mates has been repaired, I think it's time we addressed a problem of longer standing with this hub of Bay Area traffic, its nickname. No, it's not the honorific to the deceased general that bothers me. It's the word maze. To be blunt, the nickname doesn't reflect well on us. Calling the intersection of three highways a maze makes us sound like simpletons who are astounded by having an interchange that offers freeway drivers a choice of three different directions. Furthermore, it's not a maze at all. There are no fences or hedges, no dead ends, and no rats have expired of frustration in its midst. In fact, one of the great ironies is that it wasn't until that driver cracked up his gas tanker and melted part of it that the maze finally acquired one of the attributes of a true maze, a dead end. Now, it is true that this assemblage of overpasses and ramps shares one characteristic with a real maze. In both instances, people enter, hoping they can get out as quickly as possible, and most times, it takes longer than they'd like. And yes, when viewed from above, it does look like a Celtic letter in an illuminated manuscript. But aside from pilots and the guys in traffic helicopters, who sees it from this vantage point? Viewed from the big perspective, life itself is full of choices and twists and turns, but the day-to-day reality is that most of us wake up every day knowing what we have to do and where we have to go. For many of us, that includes an all-too-familiar trip through this particular corner of the East Bay. A maze is a puzzle, not part of a commute. This region has pioneered the development of technology that allows voices, data, and YouTube clips to zip around the planet at the speed of light. Surely we can come up with a more appropriate name for a freeway interchange in which drivers are directed to their destinations at much slower speeds. But I'll leave that assignment to those of you listening this morning, particularly those of you in the maze right now. You should have lots of time to think about it. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.